A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Ayin Dalid, Kesubas 74b, pagination is 148, starting from the top line, Tanu Rabbanon. Our Gemara is making reference to a Mishnah that we encountered on Ayin Beis Amid Beis 72b. You could join me there, page 144. The Mishnah at the end of the small lines tells us, "Hamakadish es ha'isha almanah she'eino leha nedarim." If a person gives a woman kiddushin, tries to get married to her with the condition that she does not have any vows that she has made that are going to infringe on the life, "V'nimtzu aleha nedarim," and it turns out that there are vows, "eino mikudeshes." She's not going to be married from that kiddushin because the condition wasn't met. Skipping a line, almanas she'ein ba mumin, similarly, if the condition was that she shouldn't have blemishes, v'nimtzu'u ba mumin, and it turns out she has blemishes, significant blemishes, eino mikudeshes, she's not going to be mikudeshes, again, because the kiddushin was done on a condition, and the condition wasn't met because she does have blemishes. So from the Mishnah we found out what seems to be a very simple presentation. Condition that she doesn't have vows, or condition that she doesn't have blemishes. It turns out that she has vows or she has blemishes. Is eina mikudeshes. They're not married. Our Gemara draws a fascinating distinction between these two cases. Namely, what happens if she fixes the situation after the kiddushin took place, and now, based on her fixing it, she seems to meet the condition and satisfy what was concerning him. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Halcha etzel chacham vihitira. What happens if she goes to a sage, and he's able to undo her vow, which is the way vows work, that she may make a vow that she's going to finish Tehillim every day, and after a period of time of, let's say, for argument's sake, trying to do it, she realizes that it's very hard, and had she realized how it would infringe on her life and her responsibilities, she never would have made such a vow. And she goes to a sage, and the sage can take all that into account, and he can undo the vow, which is called hataras nedarim, to undo it. The statement over here is mikudeshes. She would be mikudeshes, because back to our case of the Mishnah, the prospective husband made a condition that she has no vows. At the time of the condition, she definitely did have a vow, but she accepted the kiddushin, went to a sage, had the vow undone, and it turns out, lemafreya, retroactively, that she had no vows at the time of the kiddushin. So she's married. However, regarding the case of blemishes, Eitzel Rofe Veripe Osa, if she went to a doctor and he healed her, Eino Mikudeshes, she's not going to be married because she did not meet the condition at the time that the Kiddushin was given, even though now she meets the condition, but it's too late. He's not doing the Kiddushin now after the healing process. He did the Kiddushin before the healing process, and at that time she was not meeting the condition. Ma bin chacham lerofe, what indeed is the distinction? Chacham okeres haneder meikaro, the way a sage works when he undoes the vow is that it undoes it from the very beginning. It's a pesach, it's an opening in the initial decision of the vow that it was being made by mistake. Verofe, but a doctor, eina merape elamikanu lahaba, is only healing from now and on. But at the time of the condition, she did not meet the condition, even retroactively, because the healing process does not work retroactive. At first glance, this Gemara seems to be making a very fundamental distinction between the vows and the blemishes, because the vows are done retroactively and the blemishes are only healed from here and on. Tosfos points out that this is a somewhat superficial understanding of this Gemara, because ultimately it does not have to do with the fundamental question of whether you met the condition or not, but rather whether the concern that was articulated is indeed a concern or not. Take a look at the facing page. About 15 lines down, the first word on the line is the word hachi. And this is the piece of Gemara that Tosfos makes reference to. Seifa diktani, there's a brisa that states, aval hu shahalach etzel chacham vihitiro, but if the man would have received the condition from the woman in this case, that she says, on condition that you have no vows, or etzel rofe viripe oso, or she says, on condition that you have no blemishes, and he ended up fixing things before we can conclude that it's a good marriage, but indeed at the time that the condition was made, at the time of the Kiddushin, he did have vows and he did have blemishes, but he fixed them up. Mikudeshes, it's going to be a good Kiddushin. And the Gemara wonders, why is this different than the case of the woman, where in the case of blemishes, we said it's not a good Kiddushin. In the case of a man's blemishes, the reciprocal condition is going to leave him mikudeshes, that they are married because he fixed it. And the Gemara says, because a woman has a different attitude towards the condition. The woman's attitude is, if the condition is ultimately met, I'm fine being married to him. The man's attitude is that she already is, in his perception, me'usa, a objectionable situation, even though she ended up getting it fixed. But when he thinks of that significant blemish, it bothers him. And indeed, at the time of the condition, she had it, and he's still makbid. So Tosfos says, you see, what emerges here is that really it has to do with hakpada. It has to do with how the person perceives this type of objectionable situation. And so Tosfos says something phenomenal, which is brought lahalacha. V'davka holcha etzel chacham v'hitira kodem yediyas haba'al. Even in the case of vows, where we're going to say that it works retroactively, it has to be that she undid the vow before the husband knew about the vow. Let's do a timeline. She made a vow, then a man comes along and says, I'm giving you Kiddushin on condition you have no vows. Then, before the husband found out, prospective husband, found out that she had vows, she already went to the sage, undid the vow, and then the husband found out that this entire process took place. So in that case, we say mikudeshes, the husband has no objection. He indeed becomes the husband, because by the time he found out about it, we're explaining to him that a retroactive deal occurred, and indeed she has no nedarim. So she met the condition of the kiddushin, and there's nothing objectionable on the table. However, if she would not have undid the vow until after the husband found out, he would have an objection, because at the moment he's hearing about the vow, he doesn't know if it is annullable or not. And because the first moment that he hears about it, he's not sure, it's not going to be a good kiddushin. It's a little bit like when a person takes teruma for somebody else, and then we walk over to the homeowner, the landowner, and we ask him, is it okay that he took teruma for you? If the person is sarcastic, he says, hey, why didn't you take even better stuff? So then we realize he didn't approve of the other person taking teruma. If, however, he says in a very respectful term, he could have taken even better. In other words, I'm fine with what he did. I'm actually even more generous than that usually, but what he did is fine. So his first reaction to us makes an enormous difference. And that's how it's going to be understood. In the case of the condition regarding the man about the healing, that's what we see. He did not meet the condition at all, because at the time the condition was made, he had the blemish. But since he fixes it up in a timely fashion, so the woman's perception is, I made the condition, but in essence, he met the condition by fixing it right away. And that's what Tosfos says, that it really has to do with whether the person's objections are being dealt with appropriately or not. This is the way it's presented in Halacha, Evan Ezer, Simen Lametes, Sif Beis. Hayu aleha nedarim, if a woman had vows, v'holcha itzal chacham v'yitira mikudeshes, and she went to a sage and had them undone, she would be mikudeshes. Bamed devarim amurim, conditional to the fact, she'yitira chacham kodem shenodu labal, provided that they were undone before the husband found out, because even though it's retroactive, it all has to do with what his reaction is when he hears about it. In contrast, in Sifav, Kitsha Almanas She'ein Bamumin, if a man marries a woman on condition that there are no blemishes, V'hayu Bamumin V'halcha Eitzo Rofei V'ripe Osa, there were blemishes in this case, but she went to a doctor and had them healed, Eina Mikudeshes, she's not going to be Mikudeshes. And the Beis Shmuel says, even if she was healed before the husband found out about the blemishes, it's not going to be a kiddushin, dinim eses be'enov, because the mere fact that he knows that at the time of kiddushin she had those blemishes, that itself is objectionable to him. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.